Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to discuss how to encourage your horse to relax at dressage competitions. So relaxation is a key requirement of the happy athlete, and this presents a picture of a willing horse and a harmonious partnership to the dressage judge. But what can you do if your horse becomes uptight as soon as you enter the school or dressage arena? In this podcast, we're going to share some tips on how to go about encouraging your uptight equine to just chill out. So firstly, let's discuss the signs of tension. Because tension is a big mark loser in a dressage test, and it can manifest itself in many ways. So there may be contact issues, tail swishing, calling out to the horses, or spooking. And sometimes a tense horse will tighten over his back, he will lose the clarity of the rhythm, and he will hurry through a test. Now conversely, some tense horses might simply shut down, and they won't work freely forward. So to help you combat this, let's first talk about how you go about working your horse at home. Because horses are creatures of habit and routine. It may therefore be possible to make your horse feel more relaxed and secure in the competitive environment if he has a structured and familiar warm-up routine that you can use all the time when working him at home. So the horse will be confident if he knows what is expected of him and if you ask him simple questions, like transitions that he can easily get right. So work him in a long, loose frame, encourage him to seek the contact forward, and don't attempt to collect him or challenge him with difficult movements until he is completely relaxed and settled. Now at home, when you introduce a new exercise, don't expect it to be perfect on your first attempt. Build up the difficulty as the horse gains confidence and understanding, and use a lot of verbal rewards and give him plenty of stretching breaks. And if you feel that your horse is getting tired, then cool off and finish the day's session, and you can always try again tomorrow. But aim to finish every session imagining that your horse is happily humming to himself as you cool off. So now let's talk about environmental distractions. Because the competition environment can be stressful and full of distractions for your horse. As much as it is possible, try to replicate these distractions at home. So have the radio on whilst you are riding, put a table and chair at the end of your arena, and place flower pots next to the arena markers. And in the run-up to a competition, you could also recruit a few friends on your yard to pop up chattering and laughing loudly next to the arena whilst you're schooling, or perhaps run past you while waving. Now, the more you can desensitise your horse to distractions at home, the more prepared he'll be for the unexpected when you take him away. So take your horse out to training clinics so that he will learn to trust you in an unfamiliar environment without having the pressure of a competition. And manage any spooking by riding a shoulder four past the dragon in the hedge or through riding transitions within the pace to keep his focus. Now, if your horse gets anxious whilst in the environment at a competition, you can ask the organisers if you can turn up and just ride around without competing on a few occasions. Alternatively, you can try to pick quiet venues and ask for early or late dressage times so that you're not faced with a packed warm-up and hordes of people bustling around. But make sure that you are relaxed too. Obviously, this is easier said than done, but try to teach your horse to have the confidence in you and to be brave. So to wrap this episode up, some horses are naturally more stressy than others, but with preparation and equine psychology, you can help them overcome their event nerves. So have a plan and build on your partnership so that you both gain trust in each other. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to helping your horse relax, or if you have any other tips and advice that you would like to share with us, please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can also join our brand new training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other articles, free stuff, books, or training diaries, please don't forget to follow us and like us on the other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.